This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. They're still cleaning up after last week's tornadoes in North Harris County. The county is now offering debris pickup in neighborhoods that were hit. Harris County Commissioner Tom Ramsey.
Essentially, there were 217 damaged structures. 13 of those were major, and it covered a pretty broad area.
Debris can also be dropped off at Kissing Tree Park in Spring or Deputy Darren Goforth Park in Cypress. Consumer experts are warning about scams this holiday season. The Federal Trade Commission says it got over 160,000 fraud reports from Texas last year. Kathy Stokes with AARP's Fraud Watch Network told today's Hello Houston some people are motivated to send money when they get a fake text telling them they have an overdue payment.
And we need to sort of teach ourselves to take an intentional pause, think about what's coming at you, so that you can engage with logic.
Some of the most common scams involve overdue tolls or fake advertisements for online shopping links. Early voting has started for the special runoff election to fill a vacant Houston City Council seat. Alejandra Salinas and Dwight Boykins are running for the seat. Early voting goes until 7 p.m. next Tuesday, and Election Day is December 13th. The Houston Texans are on a four-game winning streak after a rough start to the season. They defeated Indianapolis Sunday 20-16. Houston Press sports writer Jeff Balke was on this morning's Houston Matters.
A lot of this has just been play conservatively, play careful, run the ball when you can, and then, you know, go ahead and use your world-leading defense to sort of lead the way.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud returned from an injury to throw for 276 yards. The Rockets are in Utah tonight to play the Jazz. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. 70% chance of more rain tonight. We could see some patchy fog later on this evening. Overnight low should be around 40. It'll be partly sunny tomorrow, high near 55. Tomorrow's temperature around 40. Tomorrow night's temperature near 44. I'm